really didn't have to dress so fancy. It's making me feel like I should've.
It's just a dress.
Since when do you wear dresses?
I wear dresses when I have a reason to.
I think this thing is gonna be pretty informal.
I don't know. I've never been over there before. I just wanted to be polite.
All right.
Are you all right?
Nothing.
What?
I mean, I'm fine, okay?
Okay. Man, the Blakes really live in the middle of nowhere, huh?
Yeah, they're pretty private.
No kidding.
What do you mean?
That's clear from their 3-mile driveway. What do you mean?
Nothing. Never mind.
You're being weird. What?
I know you know about Josie, okay? How long have you known?
What?
About Josie.
Only since the night you got attacked.
How did you figure it out?
We saw her.
But how did you know to go looking?
You were being weird on the phone and asking about werewolves. It wasn't hard to tell something was going on, Drew.
You shouldn't have come out that night. You could have gotten hurt.
I didn't.
But you could have. Look at me.
Are you gonna... Did she bite you?
No, it was just the claws.
Really?
I know it looks bad, but I promise. Have you been thinking I was a werewolf?
I didn't know what to think. But I know Riley knows and that she takes care of Josie, so I thought... I don't know. I thought if you were, she'd be able to handle it.
Okay.
Anyway, I would have found out at the full moon one way or another.
It's not always on the full moon.
What do you mean?
That's not important right now.
Is that how Josie got out? Did she transform when you guys weren't expecting it?
Sally, stop! I don't want to talk about this!
Right. Whatever.
Sally, this is my girlfriend's sister. She's a real person that I know. So I'm sorry that I'm not helping you make a monster log about her!
Shut up! That's not why I'm mad!
Well, then why are you mad?
Forget it!
Sally, why are you mad at me?
Why'd you lie to me?
What do you mean?
First you didn't tell me about Josie, then you said you got attacked by wild dogs. You know I know about this stuff. I could have handled it.
Riley told me not to tell anyone.
That's bullshit.
It's true!
That's a bullshit reason! What did you think I was gonna do if I knew?
I didn't know what you were gonna do.
Did you think I was gonna try and log it?
I mean... Why else would you want to know? Isn't that what you did when you found out?
I didn't know it was Josie. I just knew you were hunting a werewolf and you were being weird about it.
So you didn't just ask me?
It didn't seem like you would have told me.
Because you would have logged it!
Do you really think that? I gave Riley the SD card.
I know.
I'm not some dumb kid. I know how to keep a secret. I know there's stuff more important than the logs.
I know that.
Then why are you treating me like I don't?
It's just... that this is really important and dangerous.
I could have helped you. I know a lot about this stuff. Who do you think reminded Charlie about werewolves and silver?
I know that, it's...
You didn't think I was mature enough to handle it.
I...
Don't worry. I won't say anything embarrassing at dinner.
Sally.
I don't want to talk to you right now. Oh, they're here!
Great.
I'll go let them in.
Thank you, darling. I'll just have to get the risotto off the burner. Now, girls behave tonight, all right?
Whatever.
Josie.
Well, are you psychic? I was just about to knock.
Mom saw you out the window. How are you guys?
Fine.
Yeah, we're great. How are you?
Fine. Sally, if you don't mind taking off your shoes by the door.
For sure, no problem.
Everyone's in the dining room. Come on.
What is up with her?
We had a fight in the car.
Don't you guys, like, never fight?
It was about, you know, what's going on.
Oh.
I'll tell you the rest later.
Okay.
That smells really good.
Mushroom risotto. And collard greens.
Mmm.
Well, hello there. Good timing, you two. Dinner's just finished cooking.
Hiya, Mrs. Blake.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming. And don't you look lovely in that dress?
Thanks. My mom picked it out for me a while ago.
I've always said your mama has good taste.
I'll pass that along to her.
Well, you just better. Listen, everybody take a seat and I'll get dinner going. Josie, can you get everyone a water glass, please?
Sure.
Where's your dad?
My aunt had a baby.
Wait, really? That's exciting.
Yeah.
And your mom didn't want to go?
Well, it was, you know, it was bad timing.
Right.
Anyway, he's gonna be back tomorrow, so not a not a long trip.
That's probably good.
Uh-huh.
All right, everybody, just serve yourselves.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, Josie, I wish you wouldn't try to carry them all at once.
It saves me a trip.
Until you drop one and break one of my nice new glasses.
I'm not going to drop any.
I don't know what you're all waiting for. Please, dig in. So, Miss Sally, what are you doing this summer? Do you have a summer job?
Oh, no, ma'am. I have an internship, though, with Ms. Malloy, the video teacher at school. I'm helping her teach a camp on radio broadcasting for middle schoolers. It starts up in a week.
Oh, well, now, that is just so impressive. And is that what you want to do when you're older?
Radio? Yeah, I think so. I really like working with audio.
Well, that is just wonderful. Do a lot of kids your age have internships? I can't remember that starting until, well, college for me.
Well, it's not really an internship. It's like a teacher's assistant thing. I don't know. But most of my friends are working this summer at Eisenhower's.
Oh, we know Eisenhower's.
That's where you work, right, Josie?
Sorta.
She's been taking a little break for the past few weeks.
Oh, okay. Maybe a good time for it.
What?
I just mean, well, Peter was telling me the wiring is all messed up right now. Just stuff opening on its own.
Well, it's an old building for sure. Been around since I was a kid.
Really?
Sure. I can remember seeing it down on Montgomery Road. Or was it Stone Mill Lane?
I didn't know it was that old.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, I didn't mean
that. I'm just kidding, Sally. Drew, last I heard you were working down at the motel for the summer. Is that still the case?
Yes, ma'am. I took a break the last couple of weeks, but I'll be back there tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm sure they'll be happy to have you back and in better health.
Do they hurt?
I'm sorry?
Do your cuts hurt?
No. No, not too bad.
Well, that is great to hear, but Josie, don't you think Drew wants to talk about something else?
I don't believe you.
It's really all right. I'm all stitched up and good as new. Plus, I'll look all dangerous with the new scars.
No, you won't! And I don't believe you!
Josie! I'm so sorry. I don't know what's gotten into her. Let me go and check if she's all right.
I could go.
You better stay, honey.
Great.
This risotto is really good.
Uh-huh. Yum.
I'm just gonna...
Riley.
I'm fine. It's fine. I'm just taking a break. Go back to the table.
You're not fine.
I'll get over it.
Right, you're...
You didn't do anything wrong, okay? We already talked about this. It's fine. We're fine.
Obviously, we're not. You're not.
I don't want to talk about it.
We're eating dinner at your house in some weird, I don't know, some kind of weird apology or check-in. What else are we supposed to talk about?
Literally anything else.
I can't get a read off of any of you, not even Sally. I don't know how I'm supposed to act, but whatever I do, it's wrong.
Just be normal. We just want to be normal.
I can't be normal. Just seeing me sets Josie off, and now it seems like it sets you off too. I don't know what to do about
what,
that.
You think I do?
No, I
Look,
just-
my little sister attacked you. And you had to go to the hospital, and I had to lie to the nurses and to your parents, and then I had to go home and take care of Josie when she shifted back and try to figure out everything she did. And then I had to explain it all to my parents, and now I'm still trying to figure out how to fix everything, so you tell me what's normal about that.
I'm going through that stuff too. I lie to my mom and dad every day, and now I'm fighting with Sally too.
Wait, it's not the same, and you know that.
I know that it's different,
Just be mad at me. Why aren't you mad at me?
Mad? Why? It's not your fault.
I just need to be alone for a little bit.
I can go back to... Wait, what do you mean?
Just for a little bit.
Are you breaking up with me?
Look, just leave me alone for a little bit, okay?
Hey, Sal, I think we got ahead. Oh, God, where the fuck did she go?
Sally, where are you headed?
I'm, just looking for the bathroom.
Oh, of course, honey. The downstairs one is out of commission, but there's one upstairs. It's just down the hall.
Thank you.
I'm sorry about Josie. She's just having some troubles.
Oh, it's okay. I understand.
How old are you, Sally?
I'm 16.
I thought you were about that age. Josie is 15. I was hoping you two might get along.
I'm sure we will.
If she ever comes down from that room. Well, I won't hold you. Go on upstairs. I'll see you back at the table.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Riley, go away.
It's Sally.
What do you want?
It sounded like... I just wanted to see if you were okay.
I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
Did my mom send you?
No, it just got kind of awkward down there. I was looking for an excuse to walk around.
So what, you're just nosy?
I guess. This dinner party kind of sucks, huh?
You have no idea.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sally? Where'd you go?
I gotta go.
Okay.
I'll see you around?
Okay.
Bye.
I have Instagram.
What?
I don't text. I only DM on Instagram.
I'll follow you.
Whatever. Bye.
Where were you?
Bathroom, what's up?
We should go.
Did something happen?
Let's just go, okay?
Okay. Shouldn't we say thank you?
I already did. Let's go.
Okay.
Riley, what happened? Drew just ran out of here like a bat out of hell.
Yeah, I know. We had a fight.
What kind of a fight?
I don't know. A big one.
Did you two break up?
I don't know. I think so.
Oh, honey.
Mom.
You gotta patch things up with him.
What? I don't know if I want to right now.
At least until the full moon? You know how important this is.
Mom, I can't...
Riley and Blake, you know as well as I do that there's no way that boy didn't get bit.
Well, he said he...
You believe him? You think he could keep track of a thing like that while he was getting torn apart?
Well, it's an important thing.
Riley!
I know.
We need him here. As soon as Josie starts showing signs, we need that boy here. I can't have anyone else getting hurt. My conscience can't handle it.
Yeah, I understand.
You go follow him then? You'll have to be on good terms, at least for the next week.
I think he already left.
Call him then. Do whatever you have to do to make him your friend. You don't have to be in a relationship, but just keep him close.
Okay.
I'm so sorry it has to be this way, but we need to protect the folks around here. It's our responsibility.
Yeah. I get it.
It'll get easier, honey. We're in the thick of it right now, but this'll pass.
I know.
I love you, darling.
I love you too, Mom.
I'm gonna go see what I can do about your sister. She's in a bad way.
Okay, just let me know if I can help.
Are you okay?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I could hear some of it through the wall.
Oh.
I'm really sorry, Drew. Did you two break up?
I don't know. I think so.
I'm sure you'll get back together. You've been dating for, like, forever, right?
Thanks, Hal. I don't think you're immature.
Oh, we don't have to talk about it right now.
I want to be in a fight with as few people as possible right now.
I mean, I don't want to be in a fight either.
I should have trusted you not to say anything. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I understand why you didn't tell me. I know I go overboard sometimes. I just wanted to help.
I know that.
Can we resume our freakishly good sibling relationship?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Follow-up question. Can our freakishly good sibling relationship involve a trip to Cookout? I didn't really get to eat much.
I could go for a Cheerwine milkshake right about now.
Oh, you are speaking my language.
Who texted? Was it Mom?
No. It's Riley. Do you want me to read it to you?
No, not right now. Let's just go to Cookout, okay?
Okay.
Need some help in this crazy. misunderstood. Just a tale of a lonely girl who needs some help in this crazy world. And my friends are kind of worthy, but I say I'm good. Babe, I'm not sure I'll make it. I'm misunderstood.
The Haunted Hour is written, produced, and directed by Ellie Bonifin. C.Y. Costa mixed and edited our audio. Danny Baltazar is our recorder. Rachel Levin edited our script. This week, you heard the voices of Allie Rothfield as Sally, Harrison Emmerling as Drew, Faith Saporito as Riley, Liz Zarb as Josie, and Rosie Ryden as Ms. Blake. This week, you heard music from Maya Lucia. Her music is available on Spotify and Bandcamp. And as always, our theme was written by The Ruffs. If you enjoy our show, please find us on Twitter and Instagram as @TheHauntedHourPodcast. And if you like us, write a review. It really helps us out. Broadcasting live from Lantern Community Radio, this has been The Haunted Hour. Wish you were here.